Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Look at these headlines. Making sure Osama does not hijack a bass boat, AP. U.S. Air Force calls for mission to combat climate change. They want to spray the sky for you. How town hall snoopers hijack anti-terror powers to track down dog fouling. Dogs pooping, folks. Anti-terror forces. You can't make this up. Mennonite arrested for selling raw milk. You know what pasteurization lets them do? It lets them feed you rotten cow dung and blood and pus. I don't want to get into it here on air, but I know all about dairies. And it doesn't matter. It's unbelievable. They SWAT teamed him, by the way. That's what it's all about. Land of the coward, home of the slaves. NYPD torch teams send police into the subways, randomly searching everyone, handing out machine guns to the police, saying they're getting ready for something big. Who knows? I don't. It's just... just amazing. Jim Mars, in closing here, do you think it's going to be incremental, the continued takeover, or is it going to be a big, big mass takeover? What do you think is going to happen?
Well, again, having lived so long, I can go back to the 50s when they were could see the spread of fascism in this country and of tyrannical practices. But of course, back then, we were all told that it was the communists. They were all behind it. Okay. And of course, we'd just gotten finished with defeating the German National Socialists. And so then, but then with the collapse of communism, so things went along kind of incrementally, until the collapse of communism. And then, all of a sudden, after a brief respite, we got the Bush administration in, the neoconservatives, and I, don't you agree, Alex, that the timetable seems to have been rushed up, that we're kind of, seems they're hurrying up, that it's almost as though they do know that something very, very traumatic is going to be happening in the future, so they want to get hold of us right now while they still
have to be clear, we had tens of trillions of dollars of debt 10 years ago. 12 years ago, they had camps built. They'd martial law trained the police. They could have gone ahead with it then, but in comparison, it just gets bigger and bigger and more, and they're shifting much of the economy, much of the college grads over into this, the vocational schools. It isn't computer repair or computer programming or animal husbandry. It's all police state. And for those that don't know, millions and millions of cops are going to find something to do, and it's going to be running your life.
I think one of the biggest mistakes we've ever made is to allow them to privatize prisons, which means private companies run the prisons. Well, private companies are in it for the profit.
And now we're going to have Blackwater domestically running operations.
And so they have every incentive to keep everyone in prison and to keep adding to the prison population, which now in the United States totals more than all of Europe combined.
Well, we are 5% of the world's population, and we have about 35% of the world's prison population.
Right, exactly. And, every time I hear that, I can't help but think of Ayn Rand, because she once, in one of her books, I think it was Atlas Shrugged, she said, you can't control free citizens, but so you pass a myriad of laws so that the average guy can't go through the day without violating some law, and you can control criminals.
Well, take the income tax. Different CPAs will give you a different filing each time. No one's following the law. You can't do it right. It's designed to ensnare you. Jim, I want to come back and plug some of your books. 1 minute on the other side, then Steve Quayle. But everybody listen up on how to get Jim's stuff on the other side and his website, jimmars.com.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today. Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I say big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being. Order your Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871. 888-212-8871.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We'll be going to Steve Quayle, talk show host in his own right, author, researcher. He'll be with us for the balance of the broadcast today. At the end, I'm going to play a 10-minute compilation out of a new film. This section's called Mad Scientist. I want you to hear top transhumanists say their plan is to kill you. Their plan is mass death. When we talk about how they want to kill 80 to 90% of us, we're not joking around. But going back to Jim Mars to finish up, Jim, tell us about some of your latest books and work and jimmars.com.
Well, you can go and see my books at jimmars.com. That's J-I-M-M-A-R-R-S.com. Keep up with some of the news that you won't hear in the mainstream media. You can also go to any bookstore. You can get my book, Crossfire, The Plot to Kill Kennedy, which is the biggest selling Kennedy assassination book. You can get Alien Agenda, which is a nonfiction journalistic overview of the UFO situation, and you can get Rule by Secrecy, which will tell you who these people are, how they came to be, and what their game plan is, and then right on up through the Terra Conspiracy.
And by the way, we carry that book at InfoWars.com as well.
Yes, Deception, 9/11, and the Loss of Liberty. And then I have a new one coming out. It'll be available around the 1st of July. that's going to blow everybody's mind. So be sure and be looking for that, because it will, again, pinpoint and bring right up to date who is behind this destruction of the United States.
And you've discovered it's bottom line. I mean, it's what the BBC and others now admit, the Nazi connection.
Right, except you have to understand, again, Nazi is simply an acronym for National Socialism.
And it didn't start over there. It actually came from here and went over there.
It came from Wall Street, the Bank of England. So the very same people who created the German Nazis are now trying to turn North America into a national socialist state.
Well, look at the name of Homeland Security. Look at how the 68 Gun Control Act is word-for-word German translation from their Gun Control Act. I mean, the uniforms, the nomenclature. Jim, this is going to be big. Can't wait to talk to you then. Take care.
Okay. Good to be with you.
God bless you. JimMarsh.com. Okay, shifting gears now to Steve Quayle. I haven't done a pre-interview with Steve. There's so much to talk about. Steve, what do you think is most important to discuss out of the gates today?
Well, I think, Alex, what you and I have been warning about for over a decade and a half, we're now at the point where there's no more warning, there's no more events that need to lead up to the big event, which in my opinion is the annihilation and the extermination of almost 90% of the world's population. No food, no fuel, no future. I heard you talking to Jim about the destruction of the genetically modified crops, normal crops, inserting genetically modified crops, producing genetically modified people. And the ultimate, you know, there's a word out there that it describes it all, and it's basically the extermination of mankind. And that's what's underway. So the warnings have been given. All of your video productions, all of your broadcasts, everything leads us to this point now where we're seeing it all implemented, Alex. And that's
Xenocide.
Pardon?
Xenocide.
Absolutely. And the thing is that we're now in a scaled up time period. Between now and my time period, let's just hit it, by fall, late October, I think the country that people believed that they might even see a reflection of will be no more. All of your work that's got police state, let's face it, come on, with the newest introduction of the info that you've posted on your site, Mayor Daley of Chicago, 13,000 M4s, the mayor of Boston wanting his police force to look more terrifying. Excuse me.
Let me stop you. See, this is getting so bad that I have mainline reports. In fact, I have that in my stack. I've got to dig the original headline out. Police chief says, yeah, I want black uniforms. I want the public afraid. Then they say, we're going to turn all our cops into SWAT team members. We're getting ready. I mean, they are gearing up, Steve.
Right. Well, I think the thing that people need to understand is so many times, Alex, over the years, I get asked the question, where is all this money coming from that we don't have? Obviously, all the trillions or tens of trillions, if not hundreds of trillions of dollars in debt, just the United States. The point is that... they're spending money like there is no tomorrow because they're actively preparing for the day there is no tomorrow. And it doesn't matter if it's the prison camps, the UN troops, everything that we've been ha-ha'd at for all these years. Now people are recognizing when, quote, they can't get rice, they can't get wheat, and they certainly can't get fuel. As you and I are speaking on the air today, you know, the truckers are headed to Washington, D.C. And the point is that there comes a point, Alex, where it the time and the effort to try and inform will be over. And the only thing we can do is say, people, it's no longer, guess what's going to happen? It's happening now.
Well, they've always, in the last 20 years or so, had enough of an infrastructure in to try it. And we had to report all along that they could do it any minute, though we always thought it was out in the future. But now, the busy buzzing, the beehive, as they are just everywhere, and I'm trying to pull that article up right now. I'd even forgotten about that this weekend, with the major police chief saying, we fired the old police chief. I'm back in power. We're getting rid of the less scary uniforms, and we want to terrify the public. That's terrorism. Their own manuals say the black mask is for fear. It's the old inquisitor, you know, would wear a black mask, the old executioner. And then Mayor Daley says we're getting ready to basically have fights with the public. That's mainstream news, issuing them all automatic weapons. I mean, my God. Here's the bottom line. They're going to bankrupt the economy. We're going into slavery. They know you're not going to like it. The whole war on terror is about a war on you. It's the government run by the elite versus the people. It's been a complete hoax. They control LCI ADA. I mean, Steve, can you explain that to people?
Well, sure. I think the thing that people need to understand is that it's a Hegelian dialectic with a new abrogation of terms we're familiar with. For instance, the war on terror. As you know, Alex, and you do a wonderful job in explaining this in your videos, but you initially start out with focusing and localizing your definition of terror. Then little by little, you expand everyone and anyone that you want to include in that. And that's why Chertoff has been the man, I think, responsible under Department of Homeland Security. Look, you and I are the two guys that talked at length years ago about Marcus Wolf and what? Primakov, okay? Being brought to the United States. And now we've got the tattletale nation. We've got the situation where basically the neighborhood watch groups are going to be reporting to Department of Homeland Security. And by the way, Alex, people need to understand that one of the things that's going to be a signal post for them to see is that if Denver starts to see an influx of a mass amount of federal officials, I think it's been lost over the years, but Denver becomes the provisional capital of the United States when, and not if, when Washington, D.C. is taken out. So the rumors out there that people who are in the know are, and I'd say this, I cannot confirm these at this point, but that Denver's going to experience massive fuel shortages, and that is a precursor to keeping everybody in their place.
Also, exactly, this is all being orchestrated, and that's admitted. The GMO company said they wanted to corner the market, cause problems, make you eat GMO, infect everything, cause shortages. Notice the more everything, the same thing with the fuel. OPEC says they may send it up to $200 a barrel. Folks, you think $118 a barrel is bad? Imagine $200. That'll be $6-7 a gallon gas. All of this squeezing you, but you never blame the government because they're protecting you from Al-Qaeda. They use that as the organizing force. And now Rush Limbaugh has called for riots and burning cars in Denver at the Democratic Convention. Meanwhile, the Recreate 68 group, their subgroups are calling for attacking police, throwing blood on them. That's to create riots. I mean, you can just see the operation right out in the open.
Absolutely. And now let's couple that in with what's going on in New York with the shooting of that black guy in cold blood. Come on, 50 rounds? You know, the thing is, I think, Alex, people need to become infuriated because what is not still registering is, look, if they'll shoot an unarmed guy, and I know the circumstances, I read the situation, but you don't, you know, pump out 50 rounds and you don't go into that situation, then put it before a judge who's going to rule against all common sense. And look, this is the attitude that's out there. And I believe that the outcome of that trial was preset because I believe the same guys behind the curtain that you and I have spent the majority of our life trying to talk about and warn people about, they're the ones that want to basically get this thing kicked into high gear. And that's why it brings me to this false scenario where, again, this is different than any other scenario. By the way, Dan Dorfman in the New York Sun today had an article where he says, now, come on, that's Mr. Wall Street, okay? He's saying that gas is going to $10 a gallon, oil's going to $200 a barrel. But you see, it's not a question of price, Alex. It becomes a question of availability. Conveniently, yesterday we have a big refinery protest where the union shuts it down. We get 10% from a British refinery, 10% of our refined oil products. Now we've got a situation where, obviously, everybody is saying, look, the American dollar isn't worth enough, and we want to price it higher and higher and higher. So if you've got $200 oil from this point, you've got, in effect, a de facto currency devaluation of better than 50%, almost 100%. So
yeah, let's be clear. Let's be clear about this. The big central banks issued all the liquidity. They bought up all the raw resources and commodities. Now they're going to fold up the Ponzi scheme, totally implode everything, and then turn loose millions of police now openly working with gang members and felons and illegal aliens. I mean, this is all, everything we said has now been announced, and you're going to find out who the terrorists are, folks. It's going to be your house when they're taking it.
Right, and by the way, let me share this with you. There is talk. I have not seen the actual document, Alex, but they are going to include, you ready for this? Financial terrorism. They're going to go after people that were sold the bill of goods by the appraisers, by the mortgage companies. They're going after those guys to throw them into debtor's prison. And you know, we've talked about that.
Well, no, actually, I've seen that starting in England and also here in the U.S., and it gets worse. It gets worse. They're now saying legal porn is going to be illegal. You're going to go to prison for that. Now, again, I'm not defending pornography. The point is, they put it out there, then you take the bait, you're going to prison.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their attribution.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Harness the power of nature's thunderstorm to make your home smell fresh and reduce the threat of MRSA, black mold, bird flu, and more. The EPA has stated that indoor air is up to 5 times more polluted than outdoors, causing 50% of all illnesses. Now you can protect your home and family with the world's best air purifier using technology developed for NASA. Our patented, proven system eliminates up to 99.9% viruses, bacteria, molds, mildew, and germs from surfaces, and covers up to 3,000 square feet with no expensive filters to replace. Nothing else compares to our product. See the independent laboratory test proving our technology at tryfreshair.com/safehome. Reduce airborne allergens and up to 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, and more on surfaces. Go to tryfreshair.com/safehome to order online or call 1-800-492-1073. That's 1-800-492-1073, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern for our easy pay plan today.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new 2-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Want to know my little secret? I have rich, delicious chocolate as much as I want every single day, and I never feel bad about it. Cocoa Pure Chocolate Tea gives you real natural cocoa without any fat or sugar. Even better, Cocoa Pure is made with nutrients that keep my heart healthy, my energy levels up, and my body looking great. I'm having smooth, tasty chocolate every single day, and it's helping me stay healthier than ever. You can give yourself the gift of health by calling for a bottle of Cocoa Pure Chocolate Tea. The only thing better than chocolate is healthy chocolate. Here's how you can get a bottle of delicious Cocoa Pure Chocolate Tea.
For your risk-free bottle of Cocoa Pure Chocolate Tea, call 1-800-457-9914. And if you call now, you can find out how to get a free bottle of Cocoa Pure with your order. Dial 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still. But nobody wants to know him, they can see that he's just a fool. And he never gives an answer, but the fool on the hill sees the sun going down. And the eyes in his head see the world spinning round. Well on the way, head in a car.
Okay, we're back live talking to Steve Quayle, stevequayle.com. Links to it up on Infowars.com. Steve, you know, we're dealing with this organization who wants total control, who wants to play God, who are doing so many things to destroy the planet while at the same time claiming the mantle of being the protectors of the Earth. Do you think they're going to go ahead and go with some type of hot war against the people where it does come to a head, or is it just going to just incrementally get worse and worse?
Well, I think that based on Daily and what I'm hearing from the backside, and I want to read you, but by the way, don't let me get away from an interview that was done off air between two of the pilots, actually while they're in the air, spray planing us with chemtrails. I think they're going to initiate a form of genetic attack upon the crops. That's why they put the seeds away in the Noah's Ark equivalent of Svalbard, the New World Order elite seed bank, okay? But the thing is that to answer your question specifically, they're going for it, Alex, okay? The bottom line is that all of the money, and people need to realize this, they're spending billions, if not trillions, to know everything we think, do, and say, to track us in every single way, and yet, you know, they want to make sure they hide behind the black mass. I remember when you and I first did that interview a number of years ago, we said there's only one group of people in the world that hide behind the black mass, and those are the assassins. But now, let me read you. Can I just read you something that's a paragraph that'll blow your mind?
Go ahead.
These people are laughing at us, laughing at the people out there. They don't see the fact that we don't see, or they think we don't see what they're doing. Okay, this was on the 23rd of April. It was 123.475, the band. And this was their 10th day. There's two pilots talking, two spray plane pilots talking that this is their 10th day up over Maryland and Rhode Island, and that today they're doing Rhode Island, and they're now logging about 9.5 hours per day each. This is their talking between each other. And then John, one of the pilots, says that his plane is having some kind of malfunction, which he said wasted time and is cutting into his salary because it keeps happening. Right as he got up to altitude to start the first line today, spraying the chemtrails in the sky, he said that we're flying in Bravo airspace between 4,000 and 8,000 feet AGL above ground level. And he's serious, he's serious and curious at the same time why they're having issues with their GPS and how it doesn't happen when he does the Chicago area or other areas. Then he said this, here's quote for quote, when we're done and we exit the area, we should do a big circle around the Bravo airspace and see how much we can mess up the national air traffic system. Totally screw them up. Then they both laugh, yeah, that would be awesome. So ladies and gentlemen, this is underway. You know, Alex, it used to be a joke. People used to laugh at some of the information you and I would put out. But here are the spray plane pilots absolutely
spraying. Well, let me stop you. Mainstream news today, it's up on prisonplanet.com. Military wants to save the Earth's environment by spraying the clouds, giving us a sunscreen from the solar radiation. Textbooks, government approved, admit they're spraying us. There's all these different government programs that have now come out where they admit, but they claim it's for weather. We know that's part of the program, but my point is that something is going on. In 1996, before that, trails disappeared. Now, many of the trails don't disappear. They hang for hours and get bigger. How many programs do you think there are, Steve, from all your study?
Well, from what I've been told by people that basically war against these people in the world of, you know, what I call the silent war that's going on, different aspects of our military at our war with each other, there's at least a dozen different programs being incorporated in the chemical spraying. Let me share this with you. You talked about genetically modified, talking about transhumanism and the genetically modified organisms. The point is that Cliff Carnicom and others have documented red human leukocytes in the chemtrail spray. Everything that they spray supposedly to modify the weather. Listen, this is nothing new. Weather modification was the original Dr. Teller of Majestic 12, his desire to give that a cover. The real thing.
Stay there. Yeah, no, Jim Keith, in his book Black Helicopters Over America 1 and 2, has all the mainstream articles where they did the test of white blood cells being sprayed on people, and there's all the thousands of declassified examples. They're altering our DNA right now. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Our guest is Steve Quayle. We'll be opening the phones up, coming up here in a few minutes.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey there, this is your radio talking.
Have you noticed how every type of gadget these days requires some specific type of battery? It doesn't matter what kind of gadget you're using. We all take different sizes and types of batteries. That's where BatteryStation.com comes in. More like battery heaven. BatteryStation.com has every type of battery you can think of at extreme low prices. BatteryStation.com has your power needs covered. Whether it's a hard-to-find battery that your local stores don't carry, laptop batteries, computer backup batteries, BatteryStation.com has it all. You'll also find high-tech LED flashlights from Surefire, Streamlight, Pelican, find headlamps, knives, and much more. BatteryStation.com also carries super tough, crush-proof, waterproof, and airtight hard cases for your camera, cell phone, laptop computer, and more. Be sure to check out all the bulk specials and closeout deals. Visit BatteryStation.com. That's BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Visit BatteryStation.com. That's BatteryStation.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons, or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Toll-free number to join us on air, 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. You can also call me on my local studio line at 512-646-5400, 512-646-5400. We'll go back to my good friend Steve Quayle, stevequayle.com, here in just one moment. Before we go back to him, I hope everybody will get the film I consulted on that's aired more than 50 times the last 2 months on Showtime. It's one of their main programs right now. They're really proud of it. American Drug War, The Last White Hope. We have met the enemy, and it's our own government, exposing the fact that the vast majority of narcotics are shipped in, laundered, and controlled by the federal government and the private banks that control our government. American Drug War, The Last White Hope. It's not available in stores until the 24th of May. I am the only person that has this film, and I have it discounted $5. It's $29.95. You can go to the stores and see what they're offering it for when it comes out. You can pre-order it a few places now. Well, we have it in stock because I'm the consultant on the film. American Drug War, $24.95. 3 hours of extras, a two-hour film. 5 hours, $24.95. American Drug War, The Last White Hope. Also, we've got William Lewis's new bombshell film, what I'm calling, you know, the new freedom to fascism, Washington, You're Fired. Also available at Infowars.com for $19.95. And then don't forget PrisonPlanet.tv. When we start the fourth hour in about 25 minutes with Steve Quayle with us, You'll be able to have the document cam, the video cam on my shelf. I'll show you news articles on the document cam and a lot more coming up in the next hour if you're a PrisonPlanet.tv member. And also, folks, this show wouldn't be possible if it wasn't for our sponsors, like Interfood, the best green food out there. There's a lot of brands of this. I've tried a lot of them. They give me stomach aches, headaches. They got weird herbs in them. This doesn't. This just has foods that are known to have trace minerals and vitamins and just amazing things in them. Dulse, kelp, barley grass, wheatgrass, colorelina, spirulina, chlorella, balanced energy all day long, greater stamina, weight loss, 20 power-packed ingredients, greater mental clarity. Interfood, give them a call. Tell them Alex Jones sent you to get 10% off your order. Order in bulk, get 20% off on top of the 10%. Great deal. 1-866-762-9238. 1-866-762-9238 or interfood.com. You can also, of course, go to Infowars.com and link through on the Inner Health Botanicals link there on the site, and you can get 10% off by linking through there as well. Going back to Steve Quayle. Steve, before we run out of time and take all these calls, tell us about your website, some of the research, some of the books you've written. I mean, you wrote stuff about how they were spraying us in the air 10 years ago, 12 years ago. You really are one of the trailblazers that realized just how diabolical their program was. Tell folks about some of the work you've done.
Well, I think the most important work I've done that's concurrent with what we're talking about today is Weather Wars. And Weather Wars is different than most people write about HARP. I go into the entire thinking mindset, and I would call subset or subhuman set, that basically has brought us to where we are now. You can literally look at the time chemtrails spraying, and chemtrail, not contrail, chemical spraying started, and liken it to the droughts, Alex. Now, droughts produce famine. The bottom line is, you and I have quoted Catherine Bertini about food being used as a weapon. What is it that people cannot understand about absolute hydrophilic, in other words, water-absorbing particles being sprayed over rain clouds, and all of a sudden the entire history of rain for areas is no longer related to
And then we start finding out that thousands of universities and government agencies, scores of government agencies, admit they're, quote, doing research manipulating weather with particles. And then now the military comes out in the last week in like five different announcements saying that they are doing it. I mean, so much is coming out now. Why? It seems like they don't even care. Yeah, we're spraying you. Yeah, we bring the drugs in. I mean, just all of it, Steve.
Can I tell you what I've said for now since I started talk radio? I said, and this is, I'll stand on this because, again, before God allows a judgment on this nation, when I say judgment, I'm talking destruction, okay? I wish we could turn it around. The best that we can do, and the others who fight bravely against all this stuff, and I'm not talking about you and I on the radio, Alex, alone, other people that are on the radio, but I'm talking about literally men and women in the armed services who know what's going on, that are literally laying their lives down daily to try and buy you and I and our listening audiences another day. But the thing is that this whole scale, decimation, destruction, annihilation, and extermination is underway in And I got to tell you something. I gave out, I think, 400 of my Weather Wars books to veterans when I was on Coast to Coast about, I don't know, 6 months ago. And to a man or a woman that got those, the ones that would write me back, and I probably got at least 200 emails or letters back, many times a lot of the amazing stories, some real heroes and heroines. But the bottom line is that they said, it's always been us. In other words, it's the planned. And this is the thing that really is hard for me to say, but the planned destruction is now full-scale underway. The food is going to fail. The genetically altered crops, when I wrote Breathe No Evil more than a decade ago, obviously Breathe No Evil related to the time we would be coming into. When I wrote Genetic Armageddon, most people didn't know what transhumanism was, or the word chimera. Most people didn't understand that the Hitler eugenists were over time, and by the way, Alex, in my opinion, what people see being put forth in the press is absolutely 50 years after the fact.
Oh, I agree. I remember getting on the air 13 years ago, seeing BBC and others report that they'd created cross-species human-animal hybrids, but kept them at embryonic level, and we know better than that. And then just last month they announced, kind of the sheeple in a big announcement across all media, that, yeah, we've got half human, half cow. But they admit that in, I mean, I remember reading that that they had in Costa Rica 5 years ago, Washington Post reported, part human, part chimpanzee, but they wouldn't, quote, show them. I mean, this is all light years ahead of what we even know. That's why they're on such power trips. They've got super weapons. They've developed all these incredible antimatter weapons. They now admit but won't declassify exactly what they do. San Francisco Chronicle's reported with antimatter weapons, the cyclotrons, the heavy reactors, the superconducting super colliders. I mean, this is total bedlam. And then you actually read what the globalists say. They just say we're suicidal nihilists. We just want to kill.
And that's exactly what they're going to do. And it's almost like the book that was written almost 20 years ago, A Higher Form of Killing. See, this is something that most people cannot wrap their minds around, even people that listen to you and listen to me and grasp different parts of the puzzle. The whole puzzle is that this thing isn't happening by chance. These are not random acts of global warming. These are designed and implemented plans for total destruction, total world annihilation. And what does the elite get out of this? They get the promise of eternal life. They get to be basically, they get a new clone body. They get their entire sentience. That means their self-consciousness, everything that they have in their brains downloaded. And guess what? They never have to face the God of the universe or his judgment, because the devils provide them with an e-ticket out of having to face the living God. It isn't going to happen. Jesus said, Alex, that except the days be short, there be no flesh left alive. Now, that's a real time marker in where we're at, because we're at the point now with everything that you just identified, whether it's relativistic, heavy ionic colliders, super colliders, all of the different beam weapons, antimatter, contramatter, everything that's out there is basically designed to do one thing, and it's weaponized. So when I hear that the military, good night, they ought to go read their own Air Force report from almost a decade ago, you know, that they're now admitting to weather warfare or weather modification. The point is that they talked about by 2025, they'll own the weather. And what you're seeing, ladies and gentlemen, with the earthquakes going on right now, and can I just touch on this real quick?
Yeah, I want to get into that. I want to get into the earthquakes just a moment, but go ahead.
Well, I'm just saying, Alex, no one will deal with this except you.
Why are we having them in Illinois? I mean, powerful ones. Why are they having mega ones off the coast of Oregon?
Well, first of all, if you understand the whole technology of...
Secretary of Defense Cohen admitted in 97 in Army Times, he said, we have tectonic weapons.
Absolutely, and that's what's going on. And I can tell you from incredibly brave men and women that are listening to this show and interview right now, I mean, we are chasing some very...
Well, I've been told by good sources, have you seen the movie The Core?
Yes.
I've been told by good sources that they actually have stuff like that.
Absolutely, and they also have stuff, if you've ever, and what we're fighting against soon is, if you've ever seen the movie The Cave and Descent, you know, two very horrific movies. If you've ever seen the movie Hellboy, at the beginning of that, have you ever seen that, Alex?
No, Hellboy. I haven't seen Hellboy.
Yeah, Hellboy is, the gist of it is the Nazi technology opening up stargates. In other words, literally messing with God's creation to allow things that most of us only think live in science fiction into our realm, you know. And so we're right at that period of time where, when it's not an understatement, it's not a metaphor, it's not alliteration to say all hell is breaking loose. But the thing that people have got to understand is that information has to be a catalyst. It has to be a motivator to get themselves out of harm's way. Look, there is going to be no food. There is going to be no fuel. If people understand what you've presented all these years on talk radio, is that the bottom line is that global enslavement, that's for the lucky ones that basically will toe the party line. It's global annihilation, and these people, obviously, even a new quote just today, another quote, you know, we need to rid the population of the planet down, and it was Ted Turner.
Yeah, it's Ted Turner. Now, Massachusetts police get black uniforms to instill fear, sense of fear, Associated Press, April 24th. I wanted to read this because I don't want to just, you know, tell people that and then they not have it. Folks, this is how, and things have gotten so bad that I have this article and it didn't even shock me anymore and I didn't even cover it. Okay, that's when you know it's bad. This is Associated. Now, we always told you that black mask and black uniforms are always an archetypal level, which they're masters of, basic psychology. It is meant to say we're the bad guys. Okay, so it says the city's new police commissioner, William Fitchett, I want to get him on, says members of the department's street crime unit will again don black military-style uniforms as part of his strategy to deal with youth violence. Fitchett's predecessor, Edwin Flynn, had ditched the black attire as part of an effort to soften the image of the unit. Flynn's left Springfield in January to become the police chief in Milwaukee. Sergeant John Delaney told the city council hearing Wednesday that the stark uniforms send a message to criminals, and everybody else, I would add, that officers are serious about making arrests. Delaney said the sense of fear has been missing for the past few years. Now, there were federal grants over a decade ago. This all really accelerated a decade ago, as Steve knows, because I was interviewing him back then. I know he was saying it. Federal grants for black uniforms, federal grants for the riot Darth Vader outfits they wear. They advertise them and say, be a stormtrooper. I want the police to know you're having mercury put in your child's shots. You're having fluoride put in your water. Thousands of different chemicals and drugs in all the water supplies. In Dallas, they admitted 6 years ago, Prozac in higher levels than it could be just from pills and people's excretions. They're putting it in there. They're spraying you. It's why you feel like crap. The food, the GMO food kills all the rats they feed it to. That's why diabetes is 1 in 3, cancer 1 in 3, from 1 in 33. I mean, the plagues are here now. They're just good at making everybody think everything's okay and kind of marching into the future as they incrementally turn the heat up. I mean, it's here, Steve. As you say, it's just that we've been living in it for so long, we don't recognize it.
And I would say this, Alex, and if we have been talking about it, as we both have, a matter of record, video, previous recorded shows, etc., and we're down the line from here, and most people are now just able to embrace what we've been telling them a decade ago, then can you imagine the ramifications of not where they're just getting to now? And I'm not saying that to sound exclusive or elitist, but I'm just saying, look, ladies and gentlemen, when you understand the transhumanist, that means basically, let me tell you what.
Listen, I've got the top transhumanist with massive government funding on video in mainline TV reports. This thing we're going to play later is just a compilation where they say, we hate the humans, and it's the same thing as eugenics. And it's just death, death, death. Go ahead.
Right. I got to tell you something. In the old days when I used to be in an exorcism ministry, and by the way, every Christian's given that authority in the basis of the Word of God, but I can tell you this, the hatred, the contempt they have for their own species, I believe that the entities that are controlling all this are demon-possessed. They're demon-motivated.
Now, let me stop you, Steve. Let me stop you.
Yes.
Even if we have a lot of atheists listening right now, and I'm a Christian, I make no bones about it, but I just cover what I can always prove. I want to make this clear. The elites believe they're channeling demons. The elites believe they're opening stargates with these superconductors. They believe they have their New Age worship center at the UN. They do at the highest levels believe they're being downloading Lucifer. They really do believe this. So even if you don't believe this, they do. Go ahead, Steve.
Well, and thank you, Alex, for making that point. And see, that's the bottom line in all of this. The supernatural nature of this stuff is the transforming methodology that they're using. Look, it's the whole thing. It doesn't matter who's talking about it. That's the supernatural intelligence. It's supernatural empowering, like you said. Whether people who are atheist, agnostic, they don't believe like you believe or I believe, neither one of us are ashamed of Jesus. The point is, Jesus told us it was going to be like this in the end times. And now, the evil and the amount of evil that is being released is almost unembraceable by the human mind. And by the way, Alex, just as you and I are talking, Drudge just put up on his front page that gasoline may soon cost $10. Just since you and I have been talking.
Well, yeah, the OPEC says it's going to be $200 a barrel. So $200 a barrel, if it's, $3.50 on average now, like $5 some areas, but $3.50 on average, it was right around that the other day. I know it's gone up. I can look, give you the actual cent amount, but it's around $3.50 right now.
Yep.
If it was to go to $200, we would be talking right there about $7 a gallon.
Right, and the point is, though, is that look what this does to the farmer. See, it's a full
cascading
press.
It's a cascading.
Yeah, I like that term. You know, it's not like just one domino's in motion. all the dominoes are in motion from all the different sides that they represent. See,
and the police are having open-air rallies talking about how they're going to fight terror, handing out machine guns and saying, we want to scare you. And they're, every marina is now saying, look for terrorists on the water, join Homeland Security. Homeland Security is getting rid of the, you know, weight requirements or health for their people. They're openly hiring felons. Austin County just announced, Travis County, they're going to hire felons for the county now. I mean, my God, Steve, this is crazy.
Well, it's not only crazy, but it's crazy by design, okay? And the thing is that I expect, first of all, let me go on record, I expect there to be an assassination attempt on one of the major political figures running for the Democratic Party long before the election. I also expect there to be shooters. The same Luciferians that you and I are always talking about will put their shooters into the field to tag some prominent member of whatever, the black community, the white community, the Hispanic community, and they're turning the screws up. Alex, remember when you and I used to talk together?
Stay there, Steve. It's like before a football play. The players are all lined up. The quarterback's going, blue 23, blue 24, hut, hut, hut!
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Segment in the third hour. We now have the fourth hour. Very thankful to a lot of affiliates that are already picking it up. Not just on AM and FM, but WWCR. Also the internet at Infowars.com. And on the InfoWars streams, we will continue in some of the breaks unabated. So if you want to hear the full transmission, go to the InfoWars.com streams, because one or two of those commercial breaks, we will not do the break on the Internet streams. A little something extra for everybody. And for PrisonPlanet.tv members, we're already encoding and streaming now. We'll be live in 5 minutes with the document cam and the rest of it. Going back to Steve Quayle, Steve, bottom line, the elite, when I say they're insane, that kind of implies they're crazy and don't know what they're doing. No, they're crazy like a fox. But to those of us that are not into darkness, they just revel in death and destruction. They love it. They're like a moth to flame. I don't know if it's all going to go to hell in a handbasket in the next year, but I've never seen it this crazy. I've never seen them serving out machine guns to everybody. To the average cop out there, do you want to say anything to them about how their whole future is going to be destroyed if they go along with this? I mean, not by us, but by their masters. I mean, I know a lot of cops I talk to are waking up, but a lot of them are just modern Americans. You know, we're a country that kills babies, 50 million of them. I mean, a lot of these cops just don't care, and it is all about authority and carrying out evil.
Right. Let me share this with you. A man that gave the information to me years ago on the red, blue, and green list, he's dead, by the way. He was murdered by the very people we're talking about. He basically talked about two lists at that point that were in the millions of names on. Red lists were everything from firearms owners to people that were outspoken. And by the way, this man was the head of a federal cabinet-level position, okay? And the thing that's interesting, Alex, is the police. Let's talk about the blue list. The blue list was designed for them. They're to be incorporated as the brown shirts. In other words, they'll follow the orders from the computer-generated pickup lists and hold for federal officials.
And they publicly train in every city to drive buses around house to house. That's why they're going to basically convert the cops into SWAT members.
You got it. But the deal is 30 to 45 days. And by the way, this has been validated to me by active duty multiple star generals. Okay, this isn't just the dead guy speaking, but active duty four-star generals have said this. And 30 to 45 days after that, they all get whacked too. Because obviously if they would betray their countrymen, they don't stand a chance in the New World Order.
Well, the Soviets, when they come into Romania or Czechoslovakia, or when the Nazis came in, like Night of the Long Knives, or they're in Rome, they always, that is, the Romans would do that. They always kill who helped them take over.
Absolutely. And see, but again, unless people understand that whole issue, this isn't just you and I yelling, screaming. I got to tell you something. I've screamed myself hoarse. I know you have too sometimes. The point is that it's putting into perspective when you see this. Look, the idea, you control the food, you control the people. The stories, I used to be in the food business, Alex. I can tell you this. I am connected with the biggest food suppliers in the United States and in the world. Okay, I can call them on the phone. And when they tell me what's going on and who's buying all the food, it's not as Bravo Sierras or pure BS or impure BS. It's going to the government. It's being delivered by astronomical amounts of resources. They're getting ready to basically pull the plug on all of us. And if people don't get it,
I'm being told the same thing by sponsors we have that are, you know, some of the biggest out there, like J. Michael Stevens Group. They're saying the same thing, but even the mainstream media is. Of course, they did all this by design. That's even coming out. The Big Agra has designed all this, as the UN document said they would. Steve, back in 70 seconds. SteveQuayle.com is his website. All right, we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Our beloved.